Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
I cannot believe they're here together. They've actually both been on the show singularly, but like they're like the ultimate couple goals and just so cool. And they're always developing things and putting better things into our life. And they're just this big, beautiful family. And they're actually here together for the first time. And I'm so excited because it is John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. Excited to see you guys
me
today.
Too. We're excited to be here.
And I was like, and I ran into you at the Grammys.
Yes.
Which I had never been to a Grammys.
Did you enjoy the Grammys?
By far, like the most incredible.
The performances.
It's not like an award
amazing.
Show. It's no. like going to like
it's
the
a
best
concert.
I know. Yeah. And the little tables now, so it's intimate and it's fun. And it was so nice seeing you when we were walking out. I was so happy that you were
I
there.
I was so happy to see you. And then I was like, gosh, I don't know how to get a hold of you.
I know.
And I all I want to do is say, like, by the way, it was just so wonderful to run into you again. And I'm just like so crazy about you.
She was obsessed with you after she came on the show. She came home telling me how much she adored you, and
I was like, she's
so
a hugger,
much.
She's a clutcher, she's exactly us.
Well, you've been my girl crush for so long, and we talked about this. Like, I have every one of your cookbooks.
I know, all the
pages are dog-eared. We've talked about how
thank you.
You, to me, are like the tipping point in the culinary industry. I was like, oh my God, she's bringing a party. Reality vibe that's like so much more like life, and it's sexy
Thank you. It's
fun. And cookbooks before that were a little stiff.
Yeah, I think what we wanted to do, or what I wanted to do with it, was really make it so I'm a homebody, and we were going out a lot. I mean, this was in our young days in New York. We lived in the East Village. We were going out all the time.
Yes.
Wait, okay, hold on. You guys were partying and living in the Lower East Village.
Yes.
Yeah.
So was I.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, an amazing time for music. I was, my boyfriend at the time was Fabrizio Moretti, and he was in the band called The Strokes.
The Strokes. They were, the heart of the New York rock scene, yes.
And we were together for 5 years, and we're still friends. We just saw each other recently
for
lunch.
Who could not be friends with you after? I mean, that's amazing.
I think it's so nice and healthy. Like,
me too. I just started reaching out to my old ex-boyfriends, actually.
Wow.
How's that going?
It sounds worse the way I just put it.
No, I think she started like connecting with high school friends.
Yes.
And she's talking about high school. It's fine.
Yes. High school, middle school, truly. And yeah. It's just been wonderful. But like being in the East Village with John, for me coming from, I had been working in Miami. I'm from a small town in Washington, and New York was just like the bomb to me. I mean, it was everything.
New York is still everything, but I think the music scene has died down a little bit from what it used to be.
But he would
Things
do like Blue
changed.
Note and what
yes.
were your places,
yes.
yeah.
Yeah, I would play all the little clubs around here. I didn't have a record deal the first 4 years I was here. I was a management consultant during the day, and at night I would try to gig and write songs and everything, and we hadn't met yet. We met in 2006.
I didn't know these
yes.
things. You were a management consultant?
Yes.
What were you consulting?
Big companies. I worked at a company called Boston Consulting Group, and we helped, you know, I just wrote a lot of slides and did a lot of Excel spreadsheets and stuff.
And he still loves doing that now.
It's very, very
you love an
work.
Excel spreadsheet
yes.
and
yes.
a PowerPoint
oh,
presentation.
Yes.
Oh, that's hot. okay, so you're at your managing consulting firm. Like, what was a point where you were like, okay, I know this isn't my path, but it's a wonderful opportunity while I'm getting
yeah.
my other path sorted out.
Well, I knew I wanted to make music. I've been making music since I was a kid, and the first record I ever played on was Lauryn Hill's Miseducation album. I was still in college, and
you
so
you played on that.
Yeah.
Bump, 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 bump.
And I was working with different producers and writers, but I was graduating and I needed a job and I needed to pay my rent and my loans, and so I was like, I need to get like a real job, and so I got a real job. But I still never gave up on music, and I just kept trying to get a record deal, met the right people at the right time, and eventually it happened, like 4 years after moving
I mean,
here.
Did it ever happen?
It happened.
It's like kind of crazy to look back.
Yeah. And he's still good friends with everybody from there.
Really?
And yeah,
yes.
we still talk to them, and yeah, they're so wonderful, and they never forgot old John, and it's amazing.
Old John.
Old John.
John Stevens, they
My
call
real
him.
Name.
I didn't know that either.
Yes.
Yeah, he's John Stevens.
The stage name.
Oh, my God. To me, you were born a legend.
Yeah. I'll take it, Drew. I'll take it.
when you guys were, like, dating in the Lower East Side, like, did you know that your life would become this beautiful romance where you are going back and you're about to celebrate, you did celebrate just, 10 years.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Four kids. Yes.
Okay, so you go back to your place where you got married.
Yeah, so we got married at Lake Como. If you've seen the All of Me video, we shot the music video at Lake Como too. And we got married there back in 2013. And so we decided we would go back for our 10th anniversary, this time, you know, four kids later.
Yeah.
And it was pretty amazing.
That is literally the photograph that they try to sell the frame with. You know? It's like presenting you this idyllic, beautiful moment. It's like a dream, but the dream is real.
We love it there. I think Italy in general means so much to us, Lake Como especially. And then to bring all of our friends and then to have our children there this time, that's what really made the biggest difference, of course, is to see our kids waiting at the edge of the dock when we arrived to the party, and it was so amazing. It was beautiful.
Your four children are there at that place.
We were weeping.
Yeah, we were sobbing.
Yeah, yeah. It was intense. It was beautiful.
I'm so happy for you. You both deserve, like, all the happiness in the world,
Thank you
and your beautiful family.
Thank you.
That's so true.
Thank you.
And then there are fur babies, too.
So many.
I'm not kidding. So Douglas had met the great Emily Blunt.
Uh-huh.
He came up and he ran up and he French kissed her and then took off.
Oh my gosh.
They had met when he was just a tiny puppy.
Uh-huh.
And the reason he left was because he cannot stop eating the dog food. Like, he is so obsessed with Kismet. He literally won't come out.
Yay.
Because all he wants to do is eat the dog food.
I love
food.
It. Thank
he
you for saying
it
that.
So love it too.
He went through a strenuous testing process.
Yay, Douglas.
Oh, great.
And we're gonna go.
This is perfect.
Thank you.
I love
quick
this.
Commercial break because the reason is the mutts are coming over. I want to talk about John and Chrissy's new pet line that is so amazing that my dog won't even leave the bowl because of it. And we're going to add a couple furry friends to the couch.
Yes, we
They're
are.
New to the New York City talk show circuit.
We'll be right back. I'm bringing dogs out. Oh, my God.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh my God, you guys, we are back with John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, you guys. But we've had some awesome friends come join us.
Oh, you want to see Daddy?
Their first talk show.
This is Penny.
It is?
Yes. This is.
Oh, I'm so excited to...
Petey, come here.
I don't know how... I was going to say a more R-rated version.
Petey's like, you guys, this is a lot of people to pet me here.
Oh, Petey, you're... By the way, Petey, I don't know if you're single or not, but...
He's
you're
very
real
single.
Handsome.
Isn't he? He has very human eyes.
By the way, he super does have those human eyes.
Yes, can you pull his hair back?
And Douglas here, Douglas is like...
Look at Douglas, he's being jealous. Oh, he's sad. Douglas, we love you.
Oh my goodness.
Douglas, no, we love you.
Yeah, Douglas is like...
Douglas, you're the OG.
He is. Douglas. Do you want to be a spokesperson for this amazing pet-friendly family?
He's already got our Kismet bandana on.
Yeah. Yes, I'm not kidding. I just showed them a picture. Like, he was waiting in the wings. Like, normally, Douglas is just traveling around the set. He's like a free-range chicken. And ever since we brought your dog food, this is no BS. He won't leave the bowl.
That's awesome.
I love this.
Because everything's honestly been a bit like cravings. Like when we do cravings, we do our baking mixes, we do a test every Friday, we're testing, developing. And then it's been the same process for the dogs too. And we've honestly found that they love the taste so much. It's something that they really like go for. They beeline towards it when they hear the bag coming out. It has these little dehydrated nuggets in it that add so much to the flavor. It's sweet potato.
They smell it.
Yeah, look at it.
Look at that treat.
There you go. Oh, my God. Yeah. Such human eyes.
He's like, am I okay to... This is... Oh, is this happening?
And
Drew Barrymore just gave you a treat.
Oh, my God. I mean, this sells itself. Douglas, are you feeling a little...
Are you being nice, Douglas?
Douglas, I get it. He should be like, where's the check?
And we just like to cuddle.
Kids around the dogs. Like, I loved bringing my kids home from the hospital and like having the dogs
that
slobber
first
all over
interaction.
Them.
Yes, I know. Petey, Esty is actually getting really into them now.
He loves to give hugs.
Oh yeah,
big hug.
Yeah, do the
big hug.
Hug.
I know. I actually, underneath this makeup, I have a black eye from one of these hugs.
He popped her in the eye when he was trying to hug
me. I know.
Look at that.
I love you.
Look at that boy.
Okay,
come on.
Let's get down.
Good boy.
Do they sleep on the bed?
Sometimes.
Penny is more likely. We have a basset hound that's like a giant tube. Okay, sorry, we'll scoot over for
Hello.
You.
Oh, yeah, here.
Hello.
Sorry. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
That's his spot on the couch.
There we go. When I wake up in the morning, I have my, Douglas over here is in the bed, and then I just lost my dog, Lucy. It's so sad. I know, I don't want to bring anybody down, but she was 11. She just passed away.
I'm so sorry. I didn't even know that. Oh, Lucy. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry.
Lucy, the big white fluffy.
Oh my goodness.
She looks like a white Wookiee.
I think I met her when I was here last
you
time.
You did.
Do you know what, though? We talk about this a lot. Is it is such an experience, like a bonding experience. One of our, you know, we've had so many dogs as a family throughout the years.
Yes.
That when you lose one together, I haven't lost many people in my life. So it was a very like new experience for me. But to be there from, you know, beginning of their life to the end of it was so special for us. And it's like such a moving, beautiful, terrific, like insanely sad, like situation. And you just, the cries are different than any cries you've ever had before.
They
so it's
really
like,
are.
It's so
and
different.
My children like hadn't known life without her or Douglas.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like a beautiful Marley and Me movie kind of moment. And so I'm so glad that you're like extending your ability to like love on animals, and we can like vicariously buy and purchase and
we can do it together.
Yeah, and the dog food gives back too. Like that was so important for us, is like it's important for us to support the communities that we're a part of in any realm, whether it's through work or the charity work that we do. But having something like this doesn't mean anything to us if we can't give back and be a positive impact on the whole community.
Positive impact.
I smell like dog food.
You
smell delicious. Will you guys get a little spicy with me?
Yes.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Will you guys get a little spicy with me?
Yes.
I don't think we've rarely done this.
I think we've already gotten spicy.
By the way, let's get spicy. We have a Final Five After Dark edition.
Oh,
will
let's
you do
go.
That one? Yes. Yes. All right, it's the Final Five After Dark. I love it. This is so funny. Okay. Favorite body part of the other person?
Oh, my.
I like your shoulder pec area.
Ooh, all right. I'm gonna go with those legs that everybody can see right
now. Thank you.
I'm
gonna die.
I thought this would be fun, but here I am.
He's literally never heard such a compliment from me. Is that the first time? Are you so happy?
Oh my God. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, rate your level of PDA, 10 being highest.
Oh, PDA?
Ooh, I mean...
I don't want to do the whole thing out in front of everyone.
8? Because you love, touching. He loves, like, if
I'm
there's, like,
touchy.
A open back or something. Yeah, his is probably, like, 9, 10. Mine's
well,
88,
I feel like 10
7,
has
8.
To be reserved for, actually...
I don't think that's affectionate. Well, I guess it is.
Yeah.
But I don't think they count PDA as sex.
Okay. I'll give myself an 8.
Okay. That
but
feels right.
But it sounds like you're more like a 9.
I'm very like touchy and affectionate. Yeah.
I'm at the point where I've been single for so long that holding hands is 5th base and eye contact is 6.
5th and 6th base.
Like literally, like
we've done both of those already.
So. Well, with you, I'm so comfortable.
Me too.
It's like if you were a straight man, I'd be like. Okay. Next question. Today is National No Socks Day. Thoughts on socks while performing, you know?
I don't like socks
ever, really.
Yeah. I'd rather not do it with socks on.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
The key is making sure your feet, you know, are taken care of, and then taking your socks off in bed.
Understood, understood. It's such an interesting question,
it
though.
It is, that was really great.
I thank you, I'm excited by that question.
What else?
Okay, what do each of you wear to bed? Oof. I'm guessing not socks.
She's usually either in a robe or naked.
Hot.
And then I'm usually
or
in a
cool.
robe or
yes,
just a
hot.
Pair of like boxer briefs.
Or my athleisure that I've worn all day. I really don't.
We're naked a lot though in bed too.
Yeah.
You guys, I just love you so much.
We love
I
you.
Love getting to know you. I've watched you from afar and you're such humans and you're so talented and lovely and a great family. This is the most, his posture right now is everything.
I think he knows the camera's right there and he wants to like pose for this camera.
I just know that I feel lucky. Oh yeah, oh yeah. By the way, has he been in the campaigns?
Oh yeah, he's in the campaigns.
Yeah, okay, because I'm like,
on our website,
yeah.
kismetpets.com.
Yes.
He's like, who's this beautiful animal? In the
Sir, place? You are going to sell so much product.
Thank you.
And just thank you for
thank
like
you.
Being here.
You.
And I love you guys, and I'm always
thank
cheering you.
You
on with
thank
my pom poms. Well, you have so much to offer. Music, food, family, life, and pets.
Yes.
It just doesn't get better than that. So check out their brands at kismetpets.com. And after the break, we're going to give you a sneak peek of our conversation with Emily Blunt.
We love Emily.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Go. I just wanted to gush about tomorrow's guest. It's my girl crush, Emily Blunt. I love her so much. And I had the privilege of working with her husband, actually, in Anchorage, Alaska, 14 years ago. And they changed my life, actually. So we're going to talk about that and everything else. And oh my God, she's just been in so many amazing films. And wait until you guys see The Fall Guy. It is the movie that we've all been needing, craving, wanting. It's romantic, it's action, it's funny, it's like a mystery. It's just so good. Here's a little sneak peek. You can watch this right now. I know. Is it true that you like fantasize about flipping houses?
Oh, I love it so much.
I mean, I'll go into business with
you.
Oh
my God, let's do it.
You and me flipping houses.
Oh my God, all I want to do is just renovate.
I
mean, John and I have been idiots with houses. Idiots.
It's my entire world is wrapped around design and
yes.
Like that's all I do.
I dream about it. Oh, I love a Pinterest board. Don't even
oh my God! Pinterest!
Pinterest!
It's the best!
Oh.
Thank you so much, everybody. We make this show for you, so take it with you. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat.
Start your mornings right with the same mug as seen on The Drew Barrymore Show. Take 20% off at checkout with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Drew Barrymore products with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com.